now that there's an unexpected impasse. We thought we'd be out of here by now without much trouble, and it's unfortunate that we continue to have this delay. Really, to be honest with you, we thought we'd be out of here a week ago, and we're still here, and without really a good reason that we can see at the moment. But I remain optimistic if people will sit down and actually work through this and not allow outside interests to blow up our agreements, that we can get this done. We can get it done in just a couple hours and be home.
What exactly is that unexpected impasse?
Well, I think some of the unions are grumbling and trying to get better deals, things like that, would really cripple our budget and our ability to deal with next year's problems. We have a huge problem in 2011-2012, as all states do, and being able to meet our obligations. We have to think about that as we cobble together an agreement today. And unfortunately, some people can only think about now, and they don't have to worry about things that we have to worry about, like being able to afford the cost of providing services to our schools and our public. That's what we're worrying about right now as we go forward, and we have to hold our ground and be wise about what we're spending. So hopefully cooler heads will prevail and we'll be able to get out of here. But we really feel like we've got our best offers forward there and in people's hands, and a little bit baffled as to why we haven't come to an agreement and haven't left town by now. Brian, you want to say something?
Just that the speaker's holding tight for special interests and is willing to drive the bus off the cliff here, and they've had a great offer on the table since last Thursday, and made many dozens of accommodations since then, and we need to stop the game playing, sign the bills, vote on them, and go home.
Have you or the governor talked to Pat Bauer today?
Last I talked to the speaker was last night in my office, and we've been waiting for some kind of communication from him. We've allowed the conferees to go back and forth working on, different topics, but it's been clear that suddenly there's been a halt in the progress, and again, I think it's special interests injecting themselves into this, trying to get a better deal for themselves, and really, I think at the cost of the taxpayers, it's something we just can't do. We have to be responsible, and I think we're really at a point now where people need to just say, we've done as well as we can, and for the sake of the people of Indiana, we need to sign off and close this year's session. And I think it'd be a positive finish for everyone if we did that.
What about if Sarney dies today, do you think the governor would have to call a special session?
That's up to the governor. I think it would be to do that would be you lose $100 million right there to taxpayers we need for next year's budget for our schools and whatnot, just because we wouldn't have the IRS update. You'd have hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes going to employers. Schools would not be able to have nearly the amount of money available to keep teachers on the jobs if he did that. It'd be the height of irresponsibility.
To sign it down.
That's right. And we can't.
So you think it would have to be a special session to deal with these things?
Well, I mean, that's up to the governor to call it, I can't imagine the speaker would do something irresponsible like that.
There's been some talk about that the speaker, technically, politically speaking, has nothing to lose. If you guys go forward, then it's a tax increase on businesses they can lay on Senate Republicans.
Well, I think I just explained why politically that's a bad idea, but more importantly, a terrible idea for the people of Indiana. And if it's going to be harmful to the state, then it's going to be harmful to anyone politically as well that would do something like that. I think the speaker must know that, and I hope that basically right now he's just working through his processes, and that hopefully we'll hear from him soon and we'll be able to get a deal struck tonight. But again, I think the ball's in his court right now.
Would you feel like you're giving enough, though?
I certainly do. Yeah, I think we've given a lot, and we've negotiated in good faith, and at this point we're really waiting to hear from them that let's go home. We've got to just sign the bills and go home. We're ready to do it, and a little baffled why we aren't there right now. Okay?
One last thing. Would you vote on those other issues like the education flexibility before you vote on unemployment?
No, we're going to that's a matter for negotiation, but if in good faith we can all agree on a process and we all follow through with that, well, that's fine. But right now, as we sit all along, and as they're telling us, there's a package. It's not just Republicans saying there's a package. See, it's the House Democrat leadership as well, trying to cobble together groups of ideas and saying they all have to go together for us to get out of here. We all understand that, but it's not just a one-way street on this discussion. We have, just the UI. There's education, the UI, and other issues as well out there, all of which we agree need to be resolved. We think we're there. And again, I'm just saying, I don't understand why we haven't got the phone call to say, hey, job well done. Let's sign the bills and get out of here. So we're ready to do that.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay.
Yep.